It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into Sports Talk. It is Tuesday, October 22nd. We are heading into the second half of Sports Talk till 7 p.m. That is when the Saints Hour will take over with Mike Haas, also GM and Executive Vice President of the team. Mickey Loomis will be joining you then. Got a little bit of breaking news for the 6 o'clock hour here, Charlie. As I'm sitting down, you tell me, beep, 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 NFL.com's Mike Garofolo has some information about Alvin Kamara.
Sources: the Saints and running back Alvin Kamara agreed on a 2-year, $24.5 million extension that puts him under contract through 2026. The deal, confirmed by Kamara's agent Brad Sicala of QC Sports, puts a 2017 third-round pick in position to retire a Saint. Mike Garofolo of NFL Network, so this is legit.
Best news of today that we have heard so far, obviously, Alvin Kamara, key part for this team. Hoping he can get healthy, too. Been banged up all year long, but definitely the big difference maker for this offense. And glad to see him getting his extension. You said, what is it, 2 years, $25 million again?
2 years, $24.5 million extension. Okay. And Garofolo added that Kamara technically had a year left on his deal, but the number was never meant to be paid. So, you know, that's how the Saints kind of manage the cap. They push things a little bit further down the road. For all intents and purposes, he was slated to be a free agent, but now he's under contract with the Saints for two more years, and he gets $22 million effectively fully guaranteed via Mike Garofolo of NFL Network. So Alvin Kamara, you know, he said puts him in position to retire a Saint. It's kind of crazy to think he's 29 years old, but that's just kind of how running backs work. But obviously, the Saints were impressed with how he handled his business during training camp heading into the season.
Right.
He was a complete pro. And when that offensive line was fully healthy, the rushing attack was rolling. And they put a lot of pressure on Kamara. A lot of the load was put on him without Kendra Miller and with Jamal Williams seeing decreases in touches every single week. And now they were ready to commit to him for at least the next couple of years.
Yeah, good to see it happen for Alvin. Obviously, has been a total pro about the situation, has gone out and given it all this season, even, you know, not when things were looking good with this team and a deal wasn't struck before the start of a season. He could have easily been holding out this entire time. Obviously, you're incurring some fines along the way, but Alvin Kamara now under contract for the next two seasons with this team. Great news for a black and gold squad. You talk about, you know, building blocks or pieces that are a part of your team that you need to build around. And obviously now a 29-year-old Alvin Kamara is still that guy and the person that this team will continue to build around. Obviously with a guy we're starting to see hopefully get more and more involved in a Kendra Miller, who last game we saw getting some touches and was nice to see him back in the mix.
And in all honesty, with a lot of the contracts that were handed out to running backs in free agency this past year, you know, it was the complete inverse of what it was the year prior, where no running back was getting paid. They were all either getting tagged or maybe the one-year deals and stuff like that. This year, it was the opposite, this past year at least, where a lot of the running backs went early. Right. Obviously, Josh Jacobs getting paid by the Packers and Saquon Barkley getting paid by the Eagles and Tony Pollard with the Titans and stuff like that. And this deal for Kamara is around the average annual value for some of those other guys. So it's not, you know, it's not like they gave him a Christian McCaffrey contract, right? Because McCaffrey basically reset the running back market with what he got from San Francisco on his extension. But the Saints and Kamara were able to come to a pretty reasonable deal for all sides involved, and that's just what you love to see.
Yeah, you're looking here, obviously, an average of about $12.5 million a season for Kamara.
But he also gets his guaranteed money.
Yes.
And that's what he was looking
huge,
for.
Right.
The $22 million is guaranteed via NFL Network's Mike Garofolo. So it's a win-win for him where he gets his guaranteed money for the next couple of years. He gets to stay in New Orleans. You know, he shot down those trade rumors. I think it was, what was it, over the weekend at this point?
Yeah, there was a lot of rumors going on over the weekend.
Yeah, someone had put out there that he wanted out, and he basically said no, which is about as plain as he could, which is Alvin. That's how he handles things. And now, you know, just a couple days later, they've figured out something that keeps him here through 2026.
And I think it was very easy, obviously, to start manifesting those rumors when you had Thursday Night Football, obviously, in town with a guy like Sean Payton, who has talked glowingly about Alvin Kamara, the player, the intelligence, the football IQ that he has, and what he means to a team. And obviously you start seeing, you know, the meeting on the field, hugs back and forth, talking a little. He chatted with Will Lutz, too, who was a former Saint when, you know, visiting the, you know, when the Broncos were visiting in the Superdome. So you start going, oh, I could see here, if the Saints aren't going to pay him, why not a team like Denver in the mix? But great to see that Alvin Kamara staying in New Orleans like he always wanted to remain a member of the Black and Gold.
You just kind of gush about it, right? You love to see it. You love to see Kamara staying in New Orleans, but at the same time, at a reasonable number for the team, but where he's also getting paid his guaranteed money. So it's just, it's a great deal all around. Great deal for the Saints that they keep a pillar of this team in place for at least the next couple of years. And, you know, Garrett Fuller talked about retirement age. We'll see what happens with Alvin.
Right.
He's still, Bobby keeps saying he looks like a young 29. And listen, I'm not comparing him to Derrick Henry at all, by any stretch of the imagination.
No, right.
But we just saw what Derrick Henry did at age 30 last night and what he's done all season long. Maybe these running backs are starting to get, like, not necessarily the 27 age is when people started to say running backs start to fall off the cliff a little bit. Alvin's still productive. And some of these top backs that are getting older are still productive, right? So, I mean, maybe, yeah, it sets him up to retire as a Saint, or maybe he gets a payday in the future. But as far as we know, the next couple of years, Kamara's going to be in the Black and Gold.
I was going to say, right now at least, we know that Alvin Kamara is staying with the Saints. There's not going to be any, well, what's going to happen here? Could they maybe trade him?
No trade.
Yeah, not happening. No thoughts of him not getting a contract with this team and then having to hit the open market and potentially going to a divisional rival, an NFC South rival. Yeah. That would be miserable to see, obviously. But yeah, AK getting the deal done with his Black and Gold squad. And I didn't think things would happen after, you know, initially the season started and you heard even Alvin say that the time was done for talking of a contract now. So I really thought this was on the back burner.
No, I remember that as well. But I guess talks kind of resumed and they figured it out during the season. And good for him and good for the Saints.
Definitely a big positive for the Black and Gold. You can sound off with your thoughts on Alvin Kamara getting a 2-year extension from the Saints, staying with the Black and Gold. Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, folks. It's 504-260-1870. What we're going to do is take a break, and when we get back, get into our Pels Power Hour. Got a little interrupted there by the Alvin Kamara news, but we're going to be breaking down all things Pels as they get ready for their season opener tomorrow night. The NBA season's opening today. I mean, the Pels play tomorrow. We're going to be talking to Chris Dotson, who covers the Pels for Clutch Points, right after this. So stay tuned here on WWL.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Welcome on in. Tomorrow this time we'll be getting ready for pregame coverage of Pelicans versus the Chicago Bulls. That'll start 6:30, then tip off in the Smoothie King Center, 7 o'clock right here on WWLAMFM.com and, of course, the Odyssey app to talk about all things Pelicans. We welcome in one of our favorites, Chris Dotson, to the radio huddle, who covers the Pels for Clutch Points. How you been doing, Chris?
Oh, man, had a great off season, but, yeah, we're ready for opening night, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Always appreciate your time, man. And obviously, the big news today, you're hearing, obviously, Zion Williamson dealing with an illness, ends up being a game-time decision for tomorrow. Also, in DeJounte Murray, too, who's kind of been away from the team dealing with some personal stuff. Not the, you know, ideal way you'd like to start the season, but definitely, I'll say at least it's not something with injuries that we're dealing with at this point.
Right, it's not injuries, but hey, the NBA would not be back if the Pelicans didn't have some, you know, guys being game-time decisions. You are right that DeJounte is way more serious, it seems like. Zion is more like if you're a new father with a young kid, and they get sick, you're bound to get sick. A few little sniffles, game-time decision is fine. But, yeah, I think the whole team's prayers are out with DeJounte and whatever him and his family are going through.
Yeah, it's definitely unfortunate to know, you know, obviously he's dealing with some personal stuff right now, wishing all the best to him and the family. Going into this game now against the Chicago Bulls, could be shorthanded with this squad. So what if we don't have a DeJounte Murray and a Zion in the lineup? Obviously, you know, what does that do for this team going into the opener? What does that mean minutes-wise for some guys?
Yeah, you say, what does it mean? It means Willie Green's job got a lot easier when it comes to picking out that starting lineup in the rotation. It gets a lot harder because he won't have some of his options. But, I mean, the Bulls, they've got Lonzo Ball. They've got a bunch of rebuilding blocks. Zach LaVine can go off. But, I mean, even without Zion and Murray, you would think CJ could go out there and get a win. B.I. could get a win. You know, Jordan Hawkins played pretty well last year to start the season. Maybe he comes out hot. You still got to go into the home opener no matter who's missing. With a little bit of an expectation, you're going to start the season off right. And that would be the toughest part, is Willie Green having to come out after the game and saying, look, we're missing guys, give them credit. We all know how those stories unfold after the game. And I just want to see this team get off on the right foot, which, you know, it's tough to do when you got two guys missing like that.
And winning at home is something that they struggled with last year too, Chris. But I wanted to ask you about Hawkins, someone that, you know, he was a little bit underwhelming during the summer league, but he had a nice kind of bounce back, I think, in training camp. That was everything that we kept hearing from reports from Nashville and the Belmont training camp, that he looked awesome. And then he showed up during preseason. He looks ready to go. I know Coach Green was asked about him, about being a rotational piece entering his second NBA season. He's just like, yeah, he's going to be one of those dudes off the bench for us. And just kind of what the expectation is for Hawkins entering year two. I know that he also talked about his comfort level, you know, that he's a little bit more ready for NBA basketball than he was in his rookie season, which I think is pretty natural.
Right, and I think this is a great game to look at Hawkins against the Bulls. If you go back to last year, it was a fourth-quarter game against the Bulls, 2 points. They had Hawkins try and bring the ball up against Coby White. It did not work out well for anyone there in a Pelicans uniform. I think Hawkins actually wound up on his butt in the restricted area while the Bulls were celebrating an and-one. And then he went to summer league, and they tried to have him run point. They basically had him trying to do what Jose Alvarado is going to do for the varsity. And I think Jordan Hawkins is going to have a great season, because he's got a lot more clarity in his role. He's not going to be hub handling the ball late in games. He's just going to be asked to be a movement shooter and do what got him a championship at UConn and made him a first-round draft pick. And being a point guard ain't that. But at least we've seen the team recognize it, look at his weaknesses, and say, how can we use him as a strength? And that will really help them when it comes to replacing, Trey Murphy's production in the first, 3 weeks of the season.
It's not often when you look at an opposing team roster, Chris, and get a little bit excited, but definitely happy for a guy like Lonzo Ball, who's been dealing with so many injuries over the last couple years, and his status as an NBA player, I know, was definitely in question. What is he looking at going forward now? How is he in his recovery process? Is he full right now for the Bulls?
Yeah, it sounds like, just asking around the league, hearing even updates back in summer league when I was out in Vegas, that he's doing a lot better. Obviously, he's going to be playing. Just getting him on the court is a sign he's doing better. I don't think you'll see Lonzo trying to even hit a 65-game threshold this season, just because the Bulls won't be that good. And they'll want his knee for next year. But other than that, I mean, it's great to see him on the court. Injuries are like hurricanes. I won't wish them upon anybody.
Right.
Everybody can, talk their nonsense when it happens and all. We see the negativity that happens. But injuries, you still got to remember, this is a man that kind of grew up in New Orleans, had his kids here, got away from his dad and became his own man in New Orleans, did a lot for the city, went to Burlington Coat Factory and paid for everybody's school supplies.
Nice.
You can't hate a man that does that, even if he goes to another city for another contract. So seeing him on the court, he's a fun guy to watch. So it's going to be fun to watch him in the Smoothie King Center again. I hope they lose. I hope he takes a loss home to Chicago. But it's going to be fun to just see a guy who enjoys playing basketball out there enjoy playing basketball.
Before we get more into the Bulls, I want to do a deep dive with you. But Trey Murphy's four-year, $112 million contract extension with the team, Chris, we haven't talked to you about it just yet. What's your thoughts? I think, if you're looking at Trey Murphy in the future and his projections, I know that he's going to miss maybe the first week or so of this upcoming season with that hamstring strain. But just based off of what you've seen over his first 3 years in the NBA and, his sharp shooting capabilities, his length, his improved rebounding, as we've talked about with you as well, a core building block of this roster that they now have locked down for an under $30 million average annual value, I think it's a pretty strong deal for both sides.
Oh, yeah, that's a little bit under what I thought he would have gotten, especially with the structure, and it descends as far as the salary cap percentages. But look, he's grown for 3 years. We just talked to Willie Green the other day, and Willie Green said he was proud of telling Trey Murphy he didn't know how to play basketball. As a rookie, that's tough to hear. As a first rounder, that's tough to hear. You go to Birmingham, and he was hitting the side of the backboard. Me and another fellow guy y'all have on, Holly Cassell, we watched Trey hit the side of the backboard with a three-pointer. And I don't think you don't see that anymore. His confidence is there. He's come back. He's really fit in with the team. And, yeah, that contract is actually lower than I thought he'd get. Thought he'd get a little bit more, but, I mean, it's $112 million. We've seen Trey's mama come into the press conferences and give him a little bit of grief over free throws. I don't think Trey was going to be able to haggle and say he wanted an extra $3 million or 3% on top of that. So, it was pretty much an easy negotiation for the team once they come to the right parameters on what it was going to look like. With him not needing a fifth year, not wanting it, he wants to get the free agency. But the team not giving him a player option in that fourth year, which Zion, B.I., C.J., no one gets a player option in this team except Jose Alvarado, and he earned it. So I think that says a lot about the organization and how they approached his negotiations and how they've developed him over the years.
And now you have a lot of core pieces locked down for the foreseeable future. I know Coach Green has talked about, the security that exists in that as well. But going back to the Bulls and kind of building off that rookie scale extension, the Bulls did not give new point guard Josh Giddey that kind of similar contract extension before the deadline the other day. So he's going to be playing, looking for a new contract as well. If you look at the Bulls' depth chart, I mean, their guard play looks really strong with Coby White, who was obviously a player for, most improved, or a someone that was positioned to win most improved player this past year, but also Josh Giddey, who they traded for, Zach LaVine. Their guard play is strong, but their bigs, I don't want to say it's like kind of looking in the mirror, is that, because they still have Nikola Vucevic, who's a serviceable center. Patrick Williams has been sort of a bust, in my opinion. But what do you kind of see with the Chicago Bulls squad with the Pelicans matching up with them tomorrow night in the Smoothie King Center?
Yeah, I mean, simply and straightforward for the audience, I see a win for the Pelicans because, again, it's looking in the mirror for their big man's rotation. And Patrick Williams, sorry, I was there when Najee Marshall's first year in the summer league. And he was cussing Patrick Williams. Guys, I don't know if y'all heard it. I've talked about that for years. And I have not seen Patrick Williams shake that off since. You're right. He's a bust in every sense of the word. He's not really panned out for Chicago. And I think even a guy like Trey Jameson, Carlo, if this game gets a little bit out of hand, or Willie Green is shorthanded and needs to mix things up, that the front court, you got to be able to attack Chicago some way, somehow. And I think the Pelicans will get it done. But it will be interesting to watch them go against the Vucevic's and the Patrick Williams and, you know, the Giddies, the guys who are really going to go out there and try and show they need a contract. Because, again, the Pelicans are locked up. There's nobody really playing on a contract here. Everybody in Chicago is playing for either the next contract or their next home, wherever they're going to be traded at the deadline.
Chris, after this home game opener against the Bulls, the Pels are on the road for their next four, and a little bit odd, too. At Golden State, but first two at Portland on Friday and then on Sunday. I know that the Blazers were the worst team in the West last season. What can we expect from this Blazers squad going into this year?
Look, I think they're going to look a little bit different because they're going to give Scoot more of the responsibilities just to see if he's going to be a bust at the number two pick. They got Sharp, Simons, Ayton. They've got the pieces there to play competitive basketball. I don't think they'll play winning basketball. But if the Pelicans go up there any kind of way with some jet lag or thinking, oh, we're going to be able to take this one, especially if Murray and Zion's healthy, Portland can sneak up and steal one from you. And then so could Golden State, and now you're looking at 3-2, 2-3. But it is nice to get Portland early before they really gel. And the same thing goes for the Warriors. We played the Warriors in the front of the season in the Smoothie King Center the last 4 years, and Curry went off. I think it's nice to get them when, yeah, they might be fully healthy, but you don't know what they're going to be. So that's going to be difficult for Willie Green. You're going to know what the Portland Trailblazers are, but the Warriors are going to throw something at you that we've never seen before. And that's going to make it interesting. And it's good, in my opinion, that they get them back-to-back nights, two nights in a row. Because you can make those adjustments on the fly, like a playoff series, instead of waiting another month and then seeing Steph Curry again and then dealing with another three-point barrage. And it just feels like, oh, my God, we'll never get over this Warriors hump. And New Orleans needs to get over some humps this year so they can win a playoff series.
I feel like you kind of look at the opening stretch and you feel pretty decent about it. It's specifically opening with the Bulls. And I know Coach Green has kind of talked them up a little bit, that they're well coached. That, and you've talked about their, I guess, motivation to play for contracts. If there's one player on this team that kind of scares you potentially, it's Zach LaVine. I think you would maybe agree with me there because he's a talented wing, a potential shooting guard, small forward, kind of tweener there. Someone that can easily average 20 points per game and explode for 30-plus on any given night. I mean, the Pelicans' game plan, it seems just kind of straightforward. Just let Herb go after him. You know what I mean? So what do you kind of expect there with Zach LaVine versus the Pelicans' defense?
I mean, you said it. The Bulls can pull off a win because they've got one of the only guys, especially if we're missing Zion, that can go off for 40 points a night and make it look effortless. There's not too many people on the planet. So if Zavine's getting his buckets, if B.I.'s looking like he's not yet comfortable because this starting lineup obviously will never have played together before opening night, if LaVine gets hot early and Herb is playing, maybe they try and hit him at that five and they're playing the small ball and it's just not working out to start, if LaVine gets hot and puts up 25 in the first half, which we've seen him do before against the Pelicans, this could get ugly quickly in the Smoothie King Center because I think New Orleans is ready to see a team come out and show a little fight. We haven't seen that over in the Superdome for about 5 weeks. So the Smoothie King Center is the next spot. We've got a little bit of hope as a city. So, yeah, hopefully Zach LaVine doesn't come in there and pop that bubble early with a 40 or 50-point game.
And then, Chris, you know, before we let you run, looking at Portland one last time, you know, ahead of that road trip, there's no one really like a LaVine on that Portland Trailblazers squad. I remember the game, you know, Denny Avia just went absolutely ridiculous with the Washington Wizards against the Pelicans last year. But you're not really anticipating that, you know, especially that he's done it already once before, do you? Scoot Henderson, as you mentioned, entering his second year, former number two overall pick, a top guy leading the offense. DeAndre Ayton, you know, could have present some kind of matchup issues, at least offensively. But are there any kind of players on the Trailblazers squad that you would be kind of concerned with before those back-to-back games?
I mean, you mentioned Ayton, but look at their rookie big. Wasn't he just putting up 20 and 10 on the preseason?
Donovan Clingan was very impressive in the preseason.
Yeah, Clingan was very impressive. So when you go from, you talk about Chicago's front court being small and kind of looking like the Pelicans, if you go up to Portland and they decide to play like some Twin Towers basketball with Simon Sharp, Ayton, and cling in and just rotate those three or four is always on the court, the Pelicans might get bullied off of that off of that Portland court because, yeah, Klingon and Ayton, that I'm watching Klingon. I really like that big man. I liked him for the Pelicans last year. I think we talked about it. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of run he gets because if he looks good, Ayton's on the market. And if Ayton's on the market and the Pelicans need a center, I think we can all add those two and two together there.
Chris, definitely appreciate the time. Anxious to see what the Smoothie King Center is going to be like tomorrow night. Hopefully it is a buzzin' for tip-off. 7 o'clock against those Chicago Bulls. Appreciate your time always.
Thank you, guys. Y'all stay safe.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Dotson covers the Pelicans for Clutch Points. You can check out all his work there. Also follow him on social media on Twitter at DoingItDotson. Going to take a break. Get back to your calls right here on WWL. It's 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll hear from you after this here on WWL. Welcome back into WWL Sports Talk. Football fans, we've got a great show Thursdays. Me and Mike Dettillier for Weekend Kickoff, special edition of Sports Talk, live from the Treasure Chest Casino. We'll count down to Thursday night football and get focused on Sunday's game against the Chargers for the Saints. You can come out and hang out with me and Mike D. Treasure Chest Casino. We're at the Game Bar and Grill. That's Thursdays, 4 to 7 p.m. The Treasure Chest Casino, located in Kenner's Lake Town and on the banks of Lake Pontchartrain, 4540 Williams Boulevard. Cannot wait to see you there. The big news today happened just a couple minutes ago coming down. Alvin Kamara has a new extension from the Black and Gold. No trade, no talks of him going to another team. He is here at least through the year 2026. Now, awesome news for the team, for Saints, and Alvin Kamara, too, who never wanted to leave here.
And he gets his fully guaranteed money that he was looking for. And so everything's been resolved, and he will be a Saint for the next 2 years.
Hopefully now we can help him in the offensive line category.
Yeah, exactly.
Going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Time for you to sound off, folks. We got a Jimmy and Gretna. What you got for us tonight, Jimmy?
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how y'all doing? Look, I just drove by the Superdome. It looks like they got 20 18-wheelers for this Taylor Swift concert. I don't know what's going on, but it's getting pretty wild already.
Merchandise is going to be on sale already tomorrow.
You know what? I might start selling some black market beers on the side of the road and making some side hustles because I think there's going to be a massive crowd here. Cash only, okay?
Yes, sir.
No Venmo. All right, look, listen, quick plug. I'm at Lakefront Arena, Southern Miss UNO tonight, exhibition game, and all the charity. I know it's late. It starts at 7 o'clock, but all the proceeds go to Son of a Saint. And okay. The reason I bring that up is, guys, this is the time of year. College basketball's cranking up. NBA, the Pelicans are playing in New Orleans tomorrow night. We got the Saints going. LSU's rolling. I got to give credit to Brian Kelly. I didn't think he would. Granted, we should have beat USC.
Right.
We should be undefeated. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, like Morris said. Hindsight's 20/20, but to tell you know, Brian Kelly's doing a great job, and I'm not an LSU guy. I married an LSU woman. Southern Miss, Will Hall's been fired. We'll talk about that on another episode. Me and Charlie were talking Sun Belt prior, but the reason I said all this, Steve, is this is that magical time of year for about a month where you got all these sports all at once, and I know, and you know, I'm a big Pelicans fan. Sometimes they get lost in the fray. Now, my question to you guys is, with the Saints struggling 2-5, do you guys think the city is going to rally around the Pelicans more? Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen at the center position. That's the big question mark. It's something I know we're going to be talking about all year, the center position. Who's going to be that guy? Is it going to be a rotational deal? Probably so. But do you guys see the Pelicans getting a lot of support going in tomorrow's opener and beyond earlier in the season where, you know, usually November and December when they compete with the Saints, it's like people are like, we'll deal with the Pelicans when the Saints are over. But do you guys see the Pelicans fans in New Orleans getting on board earlier because the Saints are struggling right now?
I could definitely see fans being more in tune this season because of the way the Saints season has turned of late for sure. We'll see tomorrow night in the Smoothie King Center. I'm definitely interested to find out what that crowd's going to be like for the home opener, yeah, season opener.
A Wednesday night. But as far as the fall equinox, it's a great time of year, isn't it? Like October, the weather's starting to cool down a little bit. And then we got, you know, MLB playoffs, which is one of my favorite things. The NHL season's starting up. NBA season's starting up. Like the NFL season's in full swing.
Jimmy was saying there's just so much going on right
now. It's a fantastic time of year. It's the like my favorite. So as far as the Pelicans go, yes, they have a chance to capture a ton of hearts around South Louisiana.
But
and the
you got to win, too.
You got to win. And so their preseason win total set at 46.5. Bobby was saying last night, get to 50. Get to 50 wins. If you get to 50 wins in the Western Conference, like we saw what 49 did, it still got you in the play-in tournament, but 50 would have gotten you into the playoffs. That's how tough the West is. But 50 wins should guarantee you a playoff spot, and then you can see what you do from there. But as far as getting off to a fast start, yeah, I'm with you, Steve. If they can, you know, start off strong, pick up a win against the Bulls, have a nice road trip against Portland and Golden State, you know, I think that they're going to capture a lot of hearts really quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, after this game against the Chicago Bulls at home, I know they go on the road for their next four games, two at Portland and then two at Golden State. When are the Pellies finally home after tomorrow night's season opener?
So I got the schedule up right here. After that, they end up this is out of whack. My apologies.
Sorry.
So after that, they host Indiana after the Golden State back-to-back.
Okay.
And then they play Atlanta at home, which is going to be a nice DeJounte Murray revenge game, hopefully. And then they host Cleveland. So four straight games at home after the four-game road trip.
Before we take a break, want to get into our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line again. JD in Mississippi wants to talk about that AK extension. What you got, JD?
Man, I'm stoked about the Kamara signing. That's the best news we could have right now.
Woo-hoo.
What do y'all guys think?
Definitely feeling it. Love the fact that he's been a total team player, never has wavered about his loyalty or desire to play in New Orleans. To me, still your best offensive weapon on the field. Obviously, he could put Taysom Hill in that mix too, but without AK, this offense really does go nowhere.
And so if you're looking at how much he's getting paid, right, over the next 2 years, about, 12.25 with a $24.5 million contract extension. Just cut it in half, right? And on the grand scheme of things, Christian McCaffrey obviously reset the market. He's getting paid $19 million per year. Front Office Sports has this as far as the top paid running backs. Other guys like Jonathan Taylor for the Colts is getting paid $14 million. Saquon Barkley, who signed that all-season deal with Philadelphia, is getting paid $12.6 million. So he's just below that.
Yeah, okay, so that's not terrible.
It's kind of like the market, like, but it's also not top market, right? He didn't get like the McCaffrey type of deal. So it's not completely team-friendly. Where
you're still a top-five paid running back now in the NFL.
Correct, and that's exactly why I took it, because on top of that, he gets the guaranteed money. That's why we were saying, JD, that it's a win-win, because he gets paid like a top-five running back over the next couple of years, and the Saints lock down their guy. So
everybody's happy. Team happy, player happy. Let's go out and get a win now this week.
Yeah, and to my point earlier about like Josh Jacobs, he's getting paid like $12 million per year by the Packers, so it's a little bit more than that. And then, you know, Joe Mixon and Derrick Henry and DeAndre Swift, Tony Pollard, all these other guys that are in the top 10 are getting paid a little bit under 10. So it's the general market. Like, you're in that range, but you wanted to keep this guy like here and have him retire a Saint, so they had to get something done.
Positive news for the black and gold. Alvin Kamara locked up through the 2026 season. We're going to take a break, be right back, and close out Sports Talk after these words right here on WWL. Touchdown, Saints! The black and gold and Alvin Kamara have finalized a new two-year extension for the running back, keeping him in black and gold. There'll be no trade. There'll be no seeing Alvin in another uniform, at least for the next two seasons. He is staying right here with New Orleans. And you mentioned to me in that break, Charlie, that Tom Pelissero putting out some information from the NFL Network saying that it is also saving the Saints substantially against the salary cap as well, huh?
Right. So Mike Garofalo put out about, you know, the number that Kamara was due for this upcoming season just made it unfeasible. And that's why a lot of folks thought he would be a free agent after the season. Now, with this contract extension, NFL Network's Tom Pelissero adding on to what Mike Garofalo was reporting, the Saints save roughly $18 million on the 2025 salary cap with this extension. So, obviously, there's still a long way to go with the Saints to be cap compliant for 2025 and beyond, but this is a positive move. So
definitely happy one of the team leaders staying put in New Orleans. Only positive news for the black and gold. Hey, Saints fans, stay right here. 7 o'clock, the Saints Hour. Coming up with the voice of the Saints, Mike Hoss. He'll have with him Executive Vice President and GM Mickey Loomis with him. Talking tomorrow. Have a great one. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.